just change hands.
Oh, This meeting of today is a meeting of restoration. So whatever the enemy has taken from you, this is a meeting to get it back. Sevenfold, tenfold, and with interest. Therefore, everything you are going to do now, do deeply from your heart. Sing this song loud and clear. The louder your voice, the faster your breath.
place.
One.
Those who are troubled by the spirit of death and hell. All of a sudden, a hand from heaven will come upon you, and that demon shall depart. Two, those who are at the edge of various breakthroughs now. And there is a terrible battle at that edge of
breakthrough.
A hand shall come upon you, and that which shall be blocking your way shall be removed. Listen, beloved. Those who are here today, and right now, it's as if all roads are blocked. You try this, it's blocked. You try that, it's blocked. You try this problem. You try that problem. After the prayer we're going to pray now, that Pharaoh of blockages you have been experiencing, you shall see them no more. Whose body has already been shared by household witchcraft. Those who swallowed you shall be forced to vomit. See what I mean? They are already doing so. We have not even prayed, they are already committing. Those who are here,
I want to believe.
And right now,
they can be lower, lower you.
Any area you face, there is a battle.
Opening.
And they have taken the battle even to your dreams and to your children. As suddenly as those battles had come, the same sudden way they shall go back to heaven. And there are satanic objects moving about in your body. Those objects moving about in your body, they shall lose their visa. They will not be able to do so again. And the powers that want to waste your money on drugs, you that person over there. The power shall be buried alive today. And every form of breakthrough failure. And miracles are even flying over your head. They shall be resolved now. But it is important that you pray this particular prayer like a man or woman from another world. It is dangerous to keep quiet. Please pray this with fire and with power. The psalmist has a reason when he says, destruction at noonday, pestilence that walketh about in darkness. A lot of terrible things have been done by the powers of the night. When men slept, his enemies came. You will shout this loud and clear. Powers of the night! Destiny. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud? Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. A Any hairy brothers shouting it now? Everybody together now. You are a liar. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And there is an organ in the body that needs to be recreated. Let the creative power of the Almighty God fall upon such people now. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Number 11. Number 12. In the name of Jesus. By the time you go back to that doctor, your miracle will shock and surprise the doctor. Father, I pray,
Baba,
for all those who are here, that the enemy has decided that he will not marry, that the enemy has decided that you will not have children, that the enemy has decided that you will not have your own house, that the enemy has decided that you will not enjoy your life. I'm praying for such people now. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance. Receive it. 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 Silence, beloved. Father, anyone here under the yoke from the waters, yoke from the waters, bondage from the waters, wherever such people are now, whatever has dedicated them to that water, whatever is a covenant between you and the waters, whatever promise your parents had made to the waters, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I break them now. In the name of Jesus, strength to strength and from glory to glory. Open our understanding more and more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Before you sit down, I'd like you to go to five persons. Everybody must go to five persons. You must stand up and walk up to five persons. This is the month of grace. Turn to that person and say, my friend, every shame shall disappear from your life. In the name of Jesus, say it to five persons. Shout hallelujah. Please have your seat for a few minutes. Crazy world, crazy faith.
Aye don siwi igbagbo to siwi.
Crazy world,
aye don siwi.
Crazy faith,
igbagbo to siwi.
Crazy world,
aye don siwi.
Crazy faith,
igbagbo to siwi.
Whether we like it or not,
boya afẹ abako,
we are in a crazy world, mad world. The Bible makes it very clear that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Crazy times. Uncertain times. Mad periods. That it will come. Not that it may come. It shall come. You and I are already in that mad period now. And if you must survive in this crazy world, you need a crazy faith. It is the same thing in life. If you must solve a deep problem, you pray deep prayers. If you want to survive in a mysterious world, you too have to become mysterious. You want to survive in a strange world, you too have to become strange. It is craziness that arrests craziness. It's violence that arrests violence. There is no gentle way of arresting wickedness. The only language the enemy understands is violence. The only language the enemy respects is power. Crazy world requires crazy faith to survive. Let me read three scriptures. Then pass a few comments. Then we begin some prayers now. These prayers will go to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east, to the skies, to the bottom. Hosea chapter 9. Verse 7. We find Hosea before Joel. And after Daniel. Hosea chapter 9. Verse 7. Let me read these three scriptures. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it.
Israel, yo mo.
The prophet is a fool.
Ashiwere ni woli na.
The spiritual man is mad.
Enemi na nsinwi.
Just put it there.
Eje ka duro be yen.
The prophet is a fool.
Ashiwere ni woli na.
The spiritual man
enemi na
is mad.
Nsinwi.
It means that there are prayers you must pray, actions you must take that fellow human beings will look at you and say you are a mad person. In the book of Daniel, go back to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel Oriketa.
Verse 10.
Esekewa.
Daniel
3:10.
Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, they shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that he should be cast into the midst of burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought this man before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image you have set up? Now, if you be ready,
but
at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image you have made. Well, but if you worship not, he shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, when Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Period. That's crazy faith. Violent faith. Mad faith. They saw the fire. They had the king. Strozen.
So
if God, the God whom himself can deliver us, but if he decides not to, no problem. Strozen.
So was it?
The decision of those men did not make sense. It's madness.
See
the fire burning like this.
Sometimes
I will throw you in. If you survive, fine. If you do not survive, fine. Crazy faith. The Bible now says in Matthew 11:12, which is one of our most popular scriptures here.
Matthew 11:12.
Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. You need that violent faith. That crazy faith to survive in this crazy world, which is getting more horrible and horrible and more wicked every day. Something happened at one of our branches. A madman was passing at the front of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry Church. The service has finished. The church was closed. But this man came. Moved close to the logo. That's our logo. And he began to stare at the logo. He stayed there staring at the logo. And as he kept staring at the logo, all of a sudden, he began to shout, fire. 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 The neighbors, yes, this madman. Madman at the front of church shouting fire. But he kept shouting fire. All of a sudden, after shouting the fire for a while, his eyes cleared. And he broke down and cried. He saw his clothes. He said, what am I doing here? What is this? Why am I dressing like this? It was then neighbors gathered. The pastor was not even in church. They called him on phone. Pastor, come, a miracle has happened at the front of your church. Pastor, come. Amen.
Amen.
If God could do that to a person, No pastor.
Osi olusoagutan.
No ministration.
Osi ise iranse.
No church.
Osi ile ijosun.
The church was even closed.
Won ti tilekun ile ijosun papa.
How much more you that you are here?
Melo melo iwo to wa before are.
Or you that you are watching us online.
Abi iwo to wo wa lori ero.
That's why I know that there is somebody here today.
Idi ni anti mo fi mo kan ni kon be ni bi loni.
Your problems shall perish.
Isoro re yo se gbe.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
And every terminal disease shall receive termination.
Gbogbo isoro apanirun yo si dopin.
Let your amen roar like thunder. These three scriptures that we have read, they are pregnant with meanings. Let me draw a few lessons out before we begin to pray. God esteems the bold.
We
are bold.
He
respects such people. He points in heaven. That's my boy. That's my girl. When he sees bold believers. Crazy faith.
There
was a woman who is a member of this mountain of fire. She lived in
Canada.
But she bought a land before she traveled. But when she came on holidays, and she visited the land, she found people walking there. They were putting brick, they were digging the ground. And they had men, armed men, guarding them. So when the madam got there, said, excuse me, this is my land. What are you doing here? Those armed men say, madam, clear away from here now. Disappear from this place. And evaporate into your house. Say, evaporate. This is my land.
Say,
madam, we are warning you. I said, okay. Crazy
fate.
Crazy world. She went back to her car. Into her handbag. Brought out the small bottle of anointing oil that was inside. The anointing that was inside. And went back. And emptied and opened the bottle. I said, I'm going to pour this oil down here. If anyone comes back here tomorrow, the person will certainly be buried. They laughed. But as he was going back to her car, in anger, one of the armed men saw the logo on her bag. I said, Oga, this woman on a mountain of fire. Can't you see that logo? The Oga said, shut up! Immediately, madam entered the car and left. The man who lamed the armed men there fell down right there and died. The others ran away. By the next morning, like he decreed, nobody came back. Crazy world requires crazy faith. Many of us are too cowardly for our work with the
Lord.
Many cannot decree when they should decree. How can a child of God enter into a bus and they kidnap you in the bus? They are taking you away and you don't know what to pray to stop that bus. You do not know that you can arrest the engine, you can arrest the driver, you can arrest everything right there where you are. But if you don't take any action, nothing happens. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. This Bible is the word of God.
And
every word there is true. God esteems the bold. Christ, in all these words, he was heralding a virtue which is almost getting lost now. Courage and aggressive action. I want you to understand this very well. There's a village in this country. That in that village, they worship Shango. And the head of the Shango thing has put everybody in bondage. They respected him more than even the king of the town.
Koda, won be eru re ju oba gan lo.
And it terrorized everyone.
O si ya le mo gbogbo eyan be.
One day,
lojo kan,
thunder struck in the market.
Araba san laarin oja
and killed a cow.
O si pa malu oni malu.
Since it was thunder,
they
went and reported to the man that thunder has killed one cow, and once thunder kills things like that, it's him who takes it away.
Apparently,
when these men are hungry, they send thunder to the market to kill what they want to
eat.
So said he was coming to carry the cow. Then one Christian.
What Christian?
Not the pastor. An elder in the church. Stood by that cow.
Said,
for how long will this continue? This man will not carry this cow.
So,
young man, go and bury the cow. And the young man buried the cow. The man that was worshipping Shango had. He ran back in anger.
I
said, you ask them to bury the cow that I want to come and pick up? Said yes. Said, well, I will show you who I am. And the man replied, I will show you who Jesus is.
And it is Jesus, yeah.
So he went away in anger. This elder was in the marketplace. Then right from the house of the man far away, this Shango man, thunder rose up. And the thunder was coming straight back to the market. Like a ball of fire. Towards this Christian man. And the Christian man saw it coming. He too pointed at it. And turned his hand like this. And as he's turning, thunder began to turn. Turn.
Said,
there. Thunder went back. The people saw the display in the marketplace. So the next time the Shango man was boasting, the young man asked him to shut up. What thunder are you sending? Is that not the thunder that that man used one finger to send back to where it came from? I'm praying for somebody here. Every arrow fired against your life shall go back to the senders. You shall go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Reasoning and logic, they are prostitutes in the school of faith. Reasoning and logic is the greatest enemy that faith has. For a man to be praying for somebody who is dead, reasoning and logic has to jump out. Reasoning and logic does not help anybody in spiritual things. Because reasoning and logic, they struggle with the word of God. Crazy faith Violent faith must trample underfoot all reason, all understanding, and all sense in the case. Boldness, violence, and persistence is the fertilizer of crazy faith. All these were gathered from these three scriptures. It is only the crazy faith that can overturn the violent storm. When great risks is combined with great faith, great things happen. Great risk combined with great faith, great things happen. A man of God was traveling somewhere. He rushed to the airport. As he got there, he found that he had forgotten his purse with money at home. And he has to preach. So when he got to the counter, he said, "Well, I forgot. My purse is not here." And there's no money.
So,
Father, what should I do now?
Baba, can you say bye?
Say, son.
Tell
them you will pay.
So if you pay, oh, son, oh.
Let them give you the ticket.
He
said, I will pay. Write the ticket first.
He said,
you this man.
Man, he walk on
it. He crazy.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You don't bring money, you say, make a right ticket.
Oh, go, what only can go in enough way.
While they were saying that one,
if it's not in solo,
there was somebody at the back.
And he come, what lay in?
Say, Pastor.
Oh, Lushaguton,
You are here.
Hey, Wambi.
I'm at the back of the queue, but please don't let that man pay. I want to pay. Don't let him pay.
Oh, where you loading that anymore? Why am I just offering you somewhere? Minimum somewhere.
Not knowing that he had no money to pay.
Light him, I'm going to go to the person.
Crazy faith. We are not called to just reasonable faith. We are called to radical faith in the Lord. Radical faith in the Lord. There you are listening to me this morning. Most of us here were not medical doctors. Most of us are not biologists. You do not understand how your digestive system works. Yet you are eating. He said, I will not touch this food unless I understand how my stomach will digest it.
No.
You do not understand the respiratory system.
But
you continue to breathe. That's faith. Faith is not believing what God can do, but believing that God will do. The Bible now says, but without faith, it is impossible for he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Crazy faith requires that you make the effort to cross any barrier the enemy is placing before you. The barrier of culture. The barrier of pride. The barrier of science. The barrier of education. Crazy faith requires that one. Crazy faith is desperate faith. Crazy faith is persistent faith. Crazy faith is faith that is looking at what you are going to become.
Not what
your size is.
He's looking at what
you are going to
become.
Not what your size
is.
All of you listen to me here this
morning.
Your present size
is
not your last
size.
You still need to enlarge. So you need that faith to
move.
Crazy faith.
Says
that there is nothing beyond the ability of the Almighty God. Crazy faith.
It's
not threatened by those who don't understand what you are doing. Crazy faith.
It's
immovable. Does not respect impossibility. Crazy faith
is
deaf to doubt, deaf to discouragement, blind to impossibility. Crazy faith wins the battle before you even start the battle. God is looking for such people today who will pray unsanitized prayer.
Tony Tony,
who will pray crazy prayer?
Tiyoba Adura Tonsi.
Who will pray prayers that will bring results?
Tiyoba Adura Tiyo Mesiwa.
Who will pray prayer that the enemies will hear and they will tremble?
I want Tiyoba Adura Tota Agbo Tota Asiwariri.
Some complain that Mountain of Fire, they make so much noise, they pray violently.
I want from my chawawani ah Oreo Fena Tisha Yanu Ariwo Mopo Wansi Magbadura Ipa.
Go and read your Acts of Apostles chapter 4. You see us praying and people are shaking. The Bible says when the apostles prayed, the house in which they were gathered was shaking. Building shaking. Shaking because of the force of their prayers. This morning, I want to invite you to that school of crazy faith. The faith whose motto is with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Reminds me of that sister. I'm sure the sister will be in this service
now.
She joined the Mountain of Fire after being converted from prostitution. But in the agenda of the prostitution, she developed cancer of the womb. And they had no option. They took out the whole of her womb. And she became a Christian. She decided she was not going to marry.
And
she just served the Lord all her days. All her days. But in the meeting one day, there was a word of knowledge that the Lord is carrying out creative miracles. She said she just has some small pain on the tummy. And she didn't think about it again. Very soon, one brother approached her and said, God said, you are my wife. She laughed and did not answer the brother. But the brother kept harassing her. Now one day, she decided to tell the brother the truth.
He
said, brother, come. There is no womb. So leave me alone. The womb has been taken out. The brother told her,
he said,
God did not tell me whether there is a womb or not.
God
said, you are my wife. And they got married. It was a pregnancy of this sister.
Oyun ti arabirin yin ni
that converted the surgeon.
Lo mu ki onise abe
who did who removed the womb.
To yo ile omo re ile omo un kuro
because
the man ko faye re
fun Jesus. The man kept saying, but I took it out. I took it out.
Tori okunrin ohun tenu mo pe emi ni mo yo jade emi ni mo yo ile omo yen.
He have forgotten God in his calculations.
Ibo ninu gbogbo oro to nso o ti gbagbe ko Olorun
be. As many people as are here today.
Iye ni to nbe ni loni.
And you believe in the God of possibility.
Je ti gbagbo ninu Olorun ti o ma se ti.
Shout a big hallelujah.
Ekle hallelujah.
Rise up on your feet now.
Edide duro bayi ara.
Rise up on your feet now.
Edide duro bayi.
I told you all this so that you can know how to pray when the time comes now.
Gbogbo ile won yi mo so fun yin ke ba le mo be o se gbadura ni ni akopa
ni. Because outstanding miracles are going to happen here today.
Nitori awon ise iyanu to tayo yo sele bi loni.
I want you to join your faith with my own here.
Mo be ko da igbagbo re po pelu gbagbo temi ni.
I believe in the God who shuts the door no man can open it.
Ko si gbagbo ninu Olorun to ba tilekun ti enikan ni le si.
And open the door no man can shut it.
Ati Olorun ba si ilekun ko se ni to le ti.
All eyes closed as you rise up.
But you see,
if you are here this morning
and you are
not born again,
you
have not just rendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly
now.
By running quickly to the altar here
or
any of the two altars at the back.
Do so
very quickly so that the God who does not have respect for impossibility can visit you here today. Do that very, very quickly now.
Friend,
and congratulate you.
Just
say Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you
today.
I know that you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray with you now. As I've taken this most important decision in life. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision in life. Lay your hands upon them, O Lord. Anoint them by your power. Keep them standing in your way. And let this decision today be permanent in their lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm going to pray for you now. Then you are going to pray for yourself. I'm going to pray. The Bible says, believe his prophet and you shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your children that you have brought here today by your power. Father, there are people waiting before you today, waiting for their signs and wonders. There are people gathered here today that their blessings are overdue. And therefore, it's not that they want the blessing alone, they want to be compensated. There are people here today that have been pursued day and night. There are people here today that all they need to move into their desired land is for your voice to say move. And so, Father, as many people as are hearing my voice now,
I
just let the anointing for violent faith to possess their possession fall upon them now. Receive that anointing. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father,
Baba,
any Goliath that we decree to die here now shall die.
Yoku.
In the name of Jesus. Any problem that would decree to die here today shall die. In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for your mighty hand, for your mighty power, for your mighty grace, for your power which is the absolute power, for your power which never fails. In that never failing power, mobilize heavens now to begin to fight for your children here. In the name of Jesus. Now get yourself ready. The first prayer I want you to pray is the prayer of blind Bartimaeus. The prayer that put a break on Jesus. Say, my Father,
Baba,
have mercy on me. In the name of
Jesus.
Ask for divine mercy. Masika tenda ya bo shantirabaka. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Can you shout this like Jabez in the Bible?
Kibele ibi ti Jabez ninu Bibeli.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Nibo ni Oluwa Olorun Elijah wa.
Arise!
Kide!
Enlarge my coast. Can you shout it loud? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and ask for the enlargement. Enlarge my course. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Things are happening now. Miracles that will shock doctors.
Awon ise yanu ti yo se awon onisegun oyinbo ni kayefi. O nsele bayi.
New set of organs.
Awon eya ara titun.
Are getting into the body.
Mo wonu agbo ara.
All that attack you have been having.
Gbogbo egbogun to tin nini.
The attacks are going back to the center.
Awon egbogun na pada lo ba won to ran won.
That breakthrough that have been denied for a long time, which has made you to be fasting since 2 days, that breakthrough has come into your hands now. That's right. The mark of hatred upon your destiny has been wiped off. Every power that hates my happiness. Can I hear you shouting that? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Kaya Deal with that power now. Deal with that power now. Something is happening here. Something is happening here. Every power that hates my happiness.
Damn.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Silence.
Idake roro wa.
Silence.
Idake roro wa.
Father, I'm praying.
Baba mo gbadura.
For those who are here this morning.
Fun won to wa ni ilo uro yi.
And they are laboring under curses.
Won si nla kaka labe egun.
Let the power in the blood of Jesus fall upon such people now. Let the curses be broken. Let them be broken. In the name of
Jesus.
Now, with your own mouth, not allow anybody's voice to be louder than yours. You will now shout this prophetic prayer. Powers behind my problems. Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting that? Say it again. In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Move. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
That cancer has just dried up.
Jejere yen o ti gbe.
Yes.
Then.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oshe o Jesu.
The powers that have been polluting your body.
Awon agbara to tin ku adalu bara.
Those powers have been sent out now.
Awon agbara na jade bayi.
Say every power.
Gbogbo agbara.
Digging a grave for me.
Tonwa. Isa fun mi.
Enter.
Wanu re.
By fire.
Le pa ina.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and put them into the pit.
Gbadura re.
Enter into the grave you are digging.
E wonu isa ten ke fun mi.
Name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now with your own mouth.
Pelu enu ara re.
For the next 1 minute.
Fun iseju kan bayi.
Now say something specific that you want the Lord to do.
So nkan pato
to fe Oluwa se fun ri daju. It's a big thing.
Be kan la lo bere fun.
A big thing.
Ohun la.
Open your mouth and begin to talk to him.
Lenu re bere si ni ba Oluwa soro.
The Bible says, open wide your mouth. And I will feel it. I will feel it. Thank you, Jesus. Ribasetila katelia. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Shout a sevenfold amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Father, these prayer letters.
Baba, letter,
those who have written on paper.
And
those who are written in the laboratory of their hearts. Answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. Every point written in this paper. Let them become the points of testimony. The points of power. The points of fire. The Lord will use this to move your destiny forward. This very month, the Lord shall arise for your sake. And you shall have uncommon testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
You
can put the prayer letter away.
I told you letter.
Father, we thank you for your children here. And for those who are participating with us from afar. I pray that the glory of God will never depart from your lives. To strengthen that you to the hills will raise up your
head.
From there comes your help. The help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keepeth you in not slumber. That keepeth you shall end not slumber not sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and you're coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you.
And
that shall any plague come near your camp. It is well with you. And by this time next month, you'll be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
21 Jericho destroyed. Hallelujah. Let's go.